Yo, what's up, Wisdom Wars? It's your boy Logan Cruz here, and let me tell you, today's episode is hitting hard. It's about something we all struggle with. Letting go of the past. I mean, who hasn't woken up feeling a little bit like ugh, yesterday was a mess, or even worse, man, if only I had done things differently. Look, life throws us curveballs, right? We make mistakes, we miss opportunities, and sometimes those old regrets can feel like these heavy chains dragging us down. But guess what? Those past moments are gone, their history, folks. They are not coming back to be changed. All that energy we spend dwelling on them is just wasted potential for being awesome in the present moment. So how do we actually break free from this grip of regret? Stoicism comes to the rescue, my friends. It's a philosophy that teaches us to focus on what's within our control, our thoughts, our actions, and our reactions, and let go of what's not. Think of it like this. You can't change yesterday, but you absolutely have the power to shape today. Here are 5 key takeaways from Stoicism that will help you embrace the present moment and leave those regrets behind. 1. Accept what you can't change. This is huge, right? The first step to letting go is realizing there are some things in life that are simply beyond our control. Think about it: traffic jams, unexpected rain, that awkward social encounter, they happen. We can get all stressed and frustrated, or we can accept them for what they are and move on. 2. Focus on the present moment. Ever heard the saying, live in the moment? Well, Stoicism takes that seriously. It's about being fully present in your current experience, rather than constantly thinking about the past or worrying about the future. When you're truly present, you can savor the good moments and learn from the challenging ones without getting bogged down by either. 3. Practice mindfulness. This one sounds super zen, but it's actually pretty simple. Mindfulness is just paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to just be aware of your breath, your surroundings. Your body can help you ground yourself in the present moment and reduce the feeling of being pulled apart by the past or future. 4. View challenges as opportunities. Stoicism encourages us to see challenges not as setbacks, but as opportunities for growth. Think about it: every time we overcome a hurdle, we learn something new about ourselves and our resilience. 5. Forgive yourself and others. Holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Seriously, folks. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened. It means letting go of the bitterness so that you can move forward with a lighter heart. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a job interview, and you completely blank on your answer to a question. Your mind races, your palms sweat, and you feel that sinking feeling in your stomach. The classic "what if I messed it up" scenario kicks in. Sound familiar? This is where Stoicism comes in clutch. You can't change what happened during the interview, but you can choose how you react to it. Instead of dwelling on the moment, take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings, and remind yourself that this one interview doesn't define your worth or your entire career path. Focus on learning from the experience. What could you have done differently? How can you prepare better for next time? And most importantly, keep moving forward with confidence and resilience, because you've got this. So there you have it, Wisdom Wars. 5 powerful Stoic principles to help you embrace the present moment and leave those regrets behind. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. And the only way to truly enjoy the ride is to be fully present in each and every moment. Go out there, live with intention, and make today amazing. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little Stoic inspiration. We all have those days when we need a reminder to keep moving forward. And hey, let me know what you think in the comments below. What's one thing you're going to do differently today to embrace the present moment? Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep on warring.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.